This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. These waning weeks of the regular baseball season are turning into quite the roller coaster ride for the Detroit Tigers and for their fans. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is here with us. Well, the Tigers got clobbered by the Twins last night in Kansas City 1, so that AL Central lead is down to just a half game over the Royals. And now the Tigers head to Kansas City for 3 games with the Royals. It could be really the most important series of the season. But John, someone here noted, you lose to the last place team in your division. Do you even deserve to go to the playoffs?
Based on that, no. And yet everyone else does too. So right now the American League Central, where the Tigers play with Kansas City and so on, is not a strong division. It seems to be who wants to lose at least is going to win this division.
Oh, boy. And then here Kansas City won, and now we've got this lead down to just a half a game over the Royals.
Going to be exciting, and that will almost certainly decide how this thing shakes out.
I tell you, we were at Comerica Park last Saturday night for that 5-4 win over Cleveland.
Tell us a story, Cindy. Tell us a story.
It was a great game. Lots to cheer about. So who showed up these past 2 nights against the Twins?
Well, in fairness to the Tigers, if you win 60% of your games, you have won in a landslide. It's like presidential politics. So in football, you expect to go 10-2 if you're any good. In baseball, if you win 60%, that is phenomenal. So you win and lose about half your games. But this team had a 7.5-game lead over the Royals in August, and now it's down to a nub. They're behind for a while, and they've since caught up. Each time you think this team is about to get it right, they do what they did last night to the last place team in the division, and they gave it away, basically.
Let's get your thoughts on the good, the bad, and the ugly. First of all, in batting.
Batting right now, the Tigers are looking great. They're leading the league in almost all offensive categories. You know, batting average, slugging percentage is second, I think. Batting average is first. The bats are great. So that's the good news.
But how worried are you when you watch Cabrera limping around the bases?
He is obviously banged up. He's not in good shape. But he's also usually playing a designated hitter, which keeps him out of the field, which means you got to swing the bat 3 to 4 times a game. And he's very good at that still. Even an injured Miguel Cabrera, who is probably the best hitter I've ever seen live in my lifetime. He won the Triple Crown 2 years ago, as you know. Mm-hmm. First time since 1967. That's batting average, home runs, and RBI. And so he's still very good. That's not the problem. The problem is pitching. And pitching and pitching.
That's what I was going to get to now, as far as the good, the bad, and the ugly with the pitching.
That is both bad and ugly right now.
Not a lot good.
This is your problem.
And bullpen. Let's roll in the bullpen.
Oh, it used to be the starting pitching was great, with obviously Max Scherzer, of course, Justin Verlander. These are serious pitchers. And the relievers would come in and blow it for them. This is where Brad Ausmus, in his first year as manager, very smart guy, Dartmouth graduate, let's point out, and obviously a protege of Jim Leland, the old salty dog, has been doing this for eons. He tends to rely too much on what's called pitch count. Pitch count is simply how many pitches you throw in a night. And now they show this stat on TV as the guy is pitching. And as you approach 100 pitches, you tend to get pulled to save your arm. But if the pitcher is doing great through 8 innings and throwing a gem, 5 or 10 more pitches, who cares? And you bring in a reliever, you don't know what he's going to have that night, and then he turns around and blows it. So that has been a bit of a rookie move, in my opinion, on Brad Ausmus.
But Jim Leland got tagged for that, too. You know, somebody's having a great game, and you sent in Papa Grande.
Papa Grande, exactly.
Yeah.
And Jim got this also.
Yeah.
One big difference, though, it seems to me, and Brad Ausmus is a very smart guy, very nice guy, well-liked. But if you look at Jim Leland's career, we talked about this before, almost all the players he had in Pittsburgh, in Florida, in Detroit, played their best baseball while playing for him. And it's hard to say exactly how a manager influences somebody's hitting or pitching or whatever.
Whatever the alchemy is.
Exactly. Who can say? But he had it. We know this, and we can prove this statistically. Ausmus right now does not seem to have this. Quite the opposite. He seems to have the reverse Midas touch.
David Price,
a hotshot pitcher out of Tampa Bay. They trade 2 very good players for him, of course. Drew Smyly, a young guy on his way up. They trade to Tampa. Drew Smyly is now pitching better than the veteran ace David Price is in Detroit. So this is not going well for Detroit.
So if the Tigers lose that first place, what do you think their chances are of a wild card?
Pretty good, actually. Right now, according to ESPN, they calculate all these things these days. Right now, the Tigers' chance of making it to the playoffs are 91%. That's this week. There are 10 games left. If you blow 2 or 3 games to the Royals, it goes way down very quickly. So that's where they stand right now. They have what's called a wild card in baseball, so you don't have to win your division. If you're one of the great runner-ups, then you still get in. And Tigers probably will. But with what kind of steam and confidence, it could be a short series, even in the playoffs.
I'll have to see if anybody has – any fans have any nails left after that.
If you're a Tigers fan, this has been a rough month, man.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John Eubank. And as always, thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Cindy.